Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well on this anticipated day, the Mizmor Tehillim that we have. I don't know if it's anticipated because of our Tehillim Chabura, but maybe it is, and I hope it is for some of you. We're up to Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chav Ches, which really describes, in the most beautiful terms, family life. And I think it's extremely important because when it comes to, you know, the focus of today, which is obviously consequential and very, very important on so many different levels, and everybody feels, you know, strongly about it in one direction or the other, it's important to remember that even in the context of, you know, grave national matters, that there is a unit that can so often be overlooked, but it's really the bedrock of our existence, and that is the family unit and family life. And Mizmor Kuf Chav Ches in Tehillim is a peon to a kind of an idyllic portrait of what family life can be and what it should be. And it starts fascinatingly, this is an image of family, with a person who's a Yarei Shemayim. Shira Malos Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHolich Bidrachav. The Radak and the Mitzvot David comment, you know, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHolich Bidrachav. So that connotes both Mitzvot Ase and Mitzvot Los Ase. It all starts with a certain set of values. Yigia Kapecha Kisochel Ashracha v'tov lach. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos and Daf Ches says that this takes things to the next level. It's even gadol mi yarei shamayim. It's hanena mi yigia kapo. Somebody who works very hard and very honestly for his keep in this world. Somebody who's always trying to do the right thing by his family, and trying to be honest and to work with integrity to support one's entire family. Brings to mind the Gemara Masechta Ksuvos and Daf Nun. The Gemara talks about a person who's osa tzedakah becholeis, and the Gemara says, is that really possible for a person to be involved in tzedakah every second of the day? And the Gemara says, yeah, this is regarding somebody who takes care of his family, zanes banav ves benosav kshein ketanim, beyond what he would be required to do, but the sense of filial piety and responsibility. So here we have an individual who's being described in spiritual terms, in moral terms, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem Aleich Bidrachav, and a person who's being described in terms of integrity, Yigia Kapecha Kisochel, Ashracha V'tov Lach. And then we have a description of what this person's family life is like. Eshtecha Kigefen Pariyah B'Yarkesei V'Sacha, a wife setting the tone in the house in terms of education, Banecha Kishisilei Zeisim Saviv L'Shulchanecha, with the children growing properly, kishisilei zeisim, right, like young olive trees in bloom, saviv l'shulchanecha, and a very beautiful, idyllic image of a family all surrounding the same table. And it's an exceptionally beautiful picture of a family in harmony with each other, where people are spiritually aligned and people are harmoniously interacting. This is, you know, what all starts with the proper set of values, and it translates in a very profound and meaningful way into the family life. And then, you know, the Mizmor takes a slight turn. That doesn't just stop there in terms of this person's nuclear family, but it extends outwards. Urevanim levanecha shalom al Yisrael. That it ends up having an impact on the next generation as well, that this person is able to create a paradigm or a set of values that will continue to resonate in the next generation to come. And so even as we, you know, collectively have our minds on, you know, very broad national issues today, we can't forget that the bedrock of our existence on every level is, of course, the strength of our family, so idyllically portrayed in Mizmor Kuf Chav Ches. And the strength of our family depends on the strength of our values. Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHolech Bidrachav Yigia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'tov Lach. It's about a certain sense of Yirei Hashemayim and a certain sense of integrity as well. Everybody have a wonderful day, maybe a peaceful day, maybe a day of free exercise of the franchise in the great traditions of our nation.